Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2411 4201
0000 3096. Okay, cool. Give me just a moment while I pull up your file. Okay.
It's been a while back since we received this.
Yeah, I noticed it was a little bit older code. I kind of recognize. Let's see. Is this August Overman?
This is Naomi Overman, his wife.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you, Naomi. My name's Julian.
Good.
Thanks. Just pulling up your file here. Let me just confirm some information I have. You said your name is Naomi, right?
Mm-hmm.
N-A-O-M-I?
N-O-E-M-I.
N-O-E-M-I. Okay. Just a moment. Are you part owner as well?
Mm-hmm. I'm his wife, of course. I better be. I take care of all the paperwork.
But as far as, like, legal purposes, are you guys, like, 50-50% on the business, or is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Because on our paperwork, he's the owner, operator. I'm the secretary, so, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Can you spell the last name again for me to make sure I have it right?
O-E, like Edward, mm-hmm. B, like in Victor, E-R-M-A-N-N.
Okay, great. And what's the best phone number to reach you at in case we get disconnected, Naomi?
This is
0748. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. And I have P.O. Box 377, Burton, Texas, 77835. Is that all correct for your building address for the business? Okay.
Yes, and the physical is 1655.
Mm-hmm.
Overman Road, also in Burton, Texas.
Overman Road, Burton, Texas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same zip code, 77835?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see what I got here. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a S-Corp, a C-Corp, LLC, or is it just a partnership?
It's not an LLC. We're just owner-operators.
Okay, probably a partnership. I'll take a look. Usually it'll be under tax return. We could find that out later.
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. And do you guys have a website?
No website.
Okay. What about an email address? What's the best email address to reach you?
Sure. It's my first name, N-O-E-M-I,
mm-hmm.
underscore, mm-hmm. and then the last name, Overman, at mm-hmm. yahoo.com.
Okay. Very good. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2012, but he's been an we became legal as documents in 2012, you know, just registering, and then but he's been an owner operator since 2000.
Okay, awesome. So he was doing it. He was in the industry for a little while, then he just became his own business in 2012, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So you guys were like, hey, we can do this on our own.
We were having legal issues, and with that document, chose me as the secretary so I could do his paperwork, process his paperwork, and then it would be no questions asked, especially through the government, filing his highway taxes, his overweight permit. I can sign for that, getting his insurance, you know, things like that. That just gave me a little more authority that I can do on his behalf when he's not here.
Cool. Yeah, not a problem. Okay, yeah, if you want to let me know what you guys are looking to do, I'd be happy to kind of lead you in the right direction.
Okay, what we're needing to do, and I'm going to be honest, business has kind of gotten slow. He hauls natural gas, LP gas, things like that. Right now, it's a cutthroat because everybody's wanting to get into the business, and so they've had to lower the prices. We're just needing to borrow a little bit of money to get us above water, so kind of make the banks happy and pay, you know, help pay the rest of the bills.
Okay, cool. Is there anything that's very pressing right now? Like, for example, are you guys behind on a specific bill that you need it by a certain date, or is there? Sounds like it's pretty urgent,
yeah,
right?
I've
like you need it as soon as possible.
I got his truck note coming up, and that's $1,200 that I've got to pay before the 9th. But I've got a paycheck that should cover it, but that's going to leave me with hardly anything in the bank.
Okay, got it. So you're going to need.
I'm needing extra cash in order to cover the bills that need to be paid through the company.
Okay, cool. So just kind of general operational expenses until it kind of picks back up again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Until things do, definitely winter's coming. Hopefully we will have a good winter this winter here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does, boy, we'll be rolling and booming, you know. But
yeah,
right now it's slow for us. It's hot.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So I don't know too much about your business, just looking at your file, but it sounds like you guys are in the trucking industry. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys are you guys do a lot of like oil and gas. That's what most of your customers are, pretty
just
much.
Just basically gas hauling, propane and natural gas and stuff. Taking them to different refineries and stuff. Picking up from the different refineries and taking it to the dealers.
Okay. Yeah, anybody in the oil industry right now is taking a huge hit. It's not you guys, it's everybody. I'm sure you kind of figured that out by now. But yeah, it's an industry-wide thing with commodity prices. And
yes, we've been struggling all summer long trying to, and I kept putting this off. Maybe it'll get better.
Yeah.
But no, I'm needing a little help now. And, you know, I swallowed our pride and said, we've got to do this.
Yeah, it's good that you kept that letter.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Well, I'm more than happy to help. Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's great that gas prices are down for personal, like when you're filling up your gas tank. But then if that's the business that you're involved in, that's the worst. So
it's hurting us. It really, really, really is.
Mm-hmm. So how much are you guys looking for, ideally?
Ideally, maybe $10,000. And that should hold us, you know, until we get kicked off here winter and go from there.
Okay. Could you use more than $10,000 if we can approve you for more than
$10,000? Yeah. Anybody could.
Okay. Let's say in a perfect world, how much money could you guys use? Just kind of thinking about it.
In a perfect world?
Yeah, just like hypothetically.
Maybe 50? I don't know.
Okay.
I would love to have that, but, you know, reality.
Right.
Know.
Right. Yeah, we like to kind of just get a range so that way we know, you know, if we don't get you exactly what you need, if you can use a little bit more or a little bit less. Is there kind of a minimum amount that you could use, too?
The minimum would be $5,000.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I'll give you a ball round figure.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So what did you guys do in gross revenue last year? Kind of a just rough estimate, if you don't remember.
I got the income tax here because I was going over that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it'll just be the top line revenue.
Adjusted income tax on 10, $236,424.
That's a great year. $236,424.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was 2015, right?
Yes.
Did you guys beat your 2014 year in
2015? What do you mean, eat it? No.
No, beat. Like, were you guys up over the year before as far as revenue goes?
Oh, yes. Oh,
cool.
God, yes.
What were you guys in 2014?
I think it was just 199-something. So, yeah, we definitely beat it.
Okay, awesome. You guys are growing.
Yeah.
What are you trending to do this year? Do you have an idea of what you're kind of looking, tracking to hit as far as revenue goes this year?
Well, we were hoping to get this, but the way things are going, I don't think we're going to be able to.
Okay.
I mean, just the way the business is and we suffered this summer, we might, but who knows, you know?
Yeah.
It just depends on this winter.
Yeah. When oil prices are normalized, are you guys more seasonal or are you guys pretty much busy all year? Is it kind of like up and down or... I know this year's kind of the exception, but generally.
If the prices are up, then, yeah, our checks are more, they're up, but if they come down like they are, it's up and down. It just depends on, like you said, the gas prices and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. As far as your guys' credit score goes, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I guess you can say middle point. Mine's a little higher. Like I said, we've gotten behind on some of our bills, and that's hurt us. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's what's hurting us, and I'm trying to prevent that from happening again.
Okay, cool. Not a problem. So you said August's credit is roughly in the middle. Do you have an idea of the number?
Maybe 600, 500. I don't know.
Okay. 500 to 600. And then yours?
Last time I checked, they said it was 8-something, and the lowest was 5.
Okay. 8-something. Okay. The cool thing with these programs is it's more based on your cash flow rather than your credit, so even if your credit isn't perfect, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys had any deposits this month from your customers?
I had one last 2 weeks. We get paid every 2 weeks. What we are is leased through a company, and we do work through them because
mm-hmm.
I can't afford the bonds and everything to call for our own, be our own authority. So he gets paid every 2 weeks.
Okay. How much have you guys deposited this month, roughly?
This month, this so far was his check. Got it right here. Deposited $2,915.06, and that was little.
Yeah, okay. I see. So this kind of slowing down. And then
sometimes we're looking, this one's a pretty good one. Say anywhere above 5 is usually a good check, you know.
Okay.
So we
okay.
could be, I mean, the one before that was $5,387.44. And that
okay.
was being slow, you know.
And that, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was September?
Yes, that was the last one in September.
Okay. Alrighty. Do you guys have like a line of credit with your bank, or have you gone to your bank for any of your financing needs before?
I have, but I want to keep them open.
Yeah.
Just in case, but right now that's what I need to do.
Okay.
And I'm trying to where it would build up his credit more if we use an outside lender.
Right. Right. Okay. So you're using your bank as like kind of a last resort. So in other words, if we can't approve you, are you able to go to your bank? And
yes.
Will they help you? Okay. Do you have a line of credit with them already that you just don't use, or you don't even have one with them yet?
I do. We had a couple of vehicles financed through them. I have one right now that he decided he needed to have an 08 Chevrolet pickup. I owe maybe $6,000 on it. Nothing. No, it's not bad. It's just $284 a month. You know,
okay.
It's not bad.
Gotcha.
You know?
So you have a line of credit with them. You owe about $6,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your limit on that card? Do you know?
On the card.
The line of credit, I mean.
Well, pretty much, you know, again, what are they can allow to borrow and I can use if I have to collateral. I mean, I've gotten up to $10,000 from them.
Okay, so there's no credit limit. They just kind of extend it to you whenever you need it?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We
have
did
you guys,
that, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Have you guys used working capital financing before from like any other lenders or anything?
No.
Are you familiar? Okay. Is there kind of a term that you're looking for? Because generally working capital is short term. Sometimes they'll, I would say our average customer actually will borrow anywhere from 6 months to 12 months, but some customers only need it for 3 months Because, for example, if they're going through a slower period and their slow period is only for, you know, over the winter, for example, so they only need it for 3 months, so we'll set their loan up on a 3-year term with fixed payments. Is there a kind of a term that you guys are looking for, ideally?
Maybe a 5-year term. I don't know, you know, or a 3-year. Okay. We can go with a 3-year if we have to.
Okay, so the longer the better,
like I said,
really?
If we have to borrow this, I know I can make it up during the winter months.
Okay. Yeah, because like I was saying, generally these are short-term. Like I said, our average customer will borrow anywhere from 6 months to 18 months. So there are programs that go a little bit longer. It is just harder to get approved for. Everything kind of has to look almost perfect on your file to qualify for, like, the longer ones, for example, like 3 years. So if we can only get you guys, like, 6 months, just for example, like, I don't know what you're going to get approved for right now, of course, but if you get approved for a 6-month term, is that something that will work for you guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes, because I'm trying to sell my property back home. So if I sell that, that's extra cash that I'll have in the bank and be able to pay
good.
It off.
Oh, nice. So you're in the process of selling your home?
Not my home. It's property I have back home that was I inherited, and I can't be in two places.
Right.
So, you know, and it's hard for me. I've had it, you know, since I was 17. It was inherited then.
Mm-hmm.
I kept it up, kept the ranch going, but now I'm trying to run a business. I've got my own cattle up here. I've got, you know, my horses. I've got a family to take care of now. And I can't be in two places at once.
I know. It's to the point where time is the most precious resource. So you would like to keep that home and keep the rent going and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, because it's
this point,
a good way. You know, yeah, it's a good getaway. It's a big ranch. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can't do it right now.
Because of the time constraint,
no.
Right? You don't even have enough time now, right?
Yeah.
Running a business is no easy thing. People think it's easy. You make your own schedule. You do whatever you want. No, you don't have a boss. No, you got to answer to a lot of people, and you're working.
Exactly.
You're working every week over 40, 50 hours easily, and you're always
exactly.
on the clock, really. So it's crazy. I mean, there's great things about it. There, it's, you know, eventually it's worth it, and it could be something that you guys can retire with. But
you know, people keep telling, you're bankrolling in money. No, honey, a lot of the money goes back into the truck.
Exactly. They don't get. It's very expensive to run a business too.
Yes.
Yep. Yep, and then taxes. Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, his highway taxes, we have to pay his overweight permit, I have to
mm-hmm.
pay for his IFTA sticker. I mean, it's a lot.
It is.
They don't understand.
Nope, they don't, because they've never done it before. They have their 9-to-5,
exactly.
They work for a company
exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then like me, my husband says, you don't do nothing. You get the paperwork done like that. Yes, I have it because I have a system going to keep everything up for taxes. I said, but be in my shoes, honey. I take care of your paperwork. I take care of the home, place, cleaning, cooking, whatever, and then
mm-hmm.
taking care of horses, two horses, and the cattle. Really?
Yes, that's crazy. You're working like four jobs, basically.
Yes, I'm supposed to be in my shoes.
Well, look, you're the one... And you're the one calling me for the it's not, he's not calling, you're calling me. You're handling the finances and everything. Hey, it's a team though, right? We all have strengths and weaknesses,
yes,
and everybody
we're
has to do their part, so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting married next year, actually, and my fiance and I are talking about, kind of just thinking about what kind of business we want to start eventually, so. So eventually we want to start our own business.
Don't get into the trucking business.
Not trucking? Well, do you guys haul anything else? Like, are you guys able to branch out and kind of do different things besides oil, or?
No, this is all we do. This is what the company does. We're leased through Aaron's brothers, and that's basically all he does. I mean, he can haul if we go on our own
mm-hmm.
And become a true owner-operator, you know, and operate under our authorities. I mean, he can haul from cattle. He can haul from equipment. He can haul gravel, you know, just different things because he has a lot of experience in driving.
Right.
And, but again, being you're on the 30, you have to be responsible for the bonds. You have to be responsible for the extra insurances. And at times, I says, I'm pulling my hair out just this little bit and trying to make sure I have everything going. And then if we go on our own, oh, Lord, no.
I know. I know. Yeah, I know it gets a lot more expensive. But I mean, once you guys grow a little bit bigger, say once you hit $500,000 a year, I think it'll be easier to kind of, you know, you'll have the economies of scale to manage your own and everything, you know?
Yes. Our plan and our goal was to have, you know, 3 trucks rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I showed you, we've been improving little by little. But that's our goal, and I set it high. I want 3 trucks rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Dasho Trucking.
How many trucks do you guys have right now?
Just one.
Gotcha. And he's the driver, right, August?
Yes, and he's the driver.
Gotcha. So eventually you guys want a few more trucks and more employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just so you know, we also do equipment financing. Once you do one loan with us, even if it's a small loan, it really opens up a lot of doors, and we're able to get you guys, you know, help you with whatever business needs you have in the future. So say a year from now, you know, you're doing more revenue, and you're like, you come back to me like, Julian, that loan you got me worked out really good. Now we need some trucks. Perfect. We'll hook you up with some trucks as well. And then we can also finance newer used, zero down. So I know we're kind of getting off on a tangent, but I just wanted you to know that we also do equipment. And we're really big in the trucking industry as well. We actually have a trucking division in our bank.
That I kind of
help out with a lot. So,
that's my purpose, you know, open up and branch out to different areas so that we'll look good on the credit line and say, hey, they got a small loan through them. They paid it off. So that opens up another door, like you said, and go from there and on.
Yeah, exactly. It'll help your credit as well. So.
Mhm.
So, do you guys haul interstate, or is it all in Texas, or?
No, we do Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Alabama.
Okay, Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Alabama.
Mhm. Okay.
And Oklahoma. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're thinking about running up to Tennessee, but I'm not too sure yet. So I have a portion place on the truck to where we can do that.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. All I got to do is just keep track of the miles in each state.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you lease through Aaron's Brothers. Is that you lease the truck through Aaron's Brothers, or are they like a business partner, or?
No, it's just strictly leasing the truck through them. We've got a lease contract.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Gotcha. Okay. So you mentioned that you have your backup plan. You would just go back to your bank and you would have to use your line of credit, right? But you don't want to have to do that, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Is that line of credit on the business, or is it a personal line of credit?
It's on a personal, but if we have to, we've already talked to the bank and they're willing to do a line of business on the company.
Okay, great. Gotcha. So just to let you know, like, a little bit about the process, we make it very easy. We know that business owners are very busy. So we make it as easy as possible. It's a 1-page credit app. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and that's what the loan is based off of. It's based off of kind of the cash flow of your business. It's not, like I said, it's not as much based on your credit. So 1-page credit application, 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then we look at your previous year's tax return. Do you guys already file your 2015 taxes?
Yes, I have it. I have it on the table right here. So, that's what I was reading off.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it sounded like you said you did. So, typically once we get all the paperwork in, we can typically get an approval for you within 24 hours. And if everything goes smoothly, we can fund you within 24 hours after that. It doesn't always go that quick.
Okay.
Sometimes there's extra paperwork that we need and it could take a little longer. But generally, we work pretty quickly. And especially if it's something that you need urgently, I can put this ahead of the line. I mean, I have other customers with other things going on, but nothing super urgent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be happy to expedite this for you if you like. If I send you an email... Well, I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead and send me an email, and because it is a lot of paperwork that I would have to try to fax or email to you, can I overnight you guys the package to your attention?
You can overnight it, or you can email it or fax it if it's easier for you.
Well, that's just it. It's a lot that I would have to fax and email.
I gotcha. Yeah, you're very welcome to overnight it if you like FedEx or whatever. You'll have my address in the email that I'm going to send you, and you'll also have my direct phone number. So if you need to reach me for any other questions or anything, you can call my desk. You can call my desk directly. As far as like the bank statements go, typically you can just, if you log into your online banking, you can export it and it'll create a file for you. And then you can just literally copy that file in the email and then send it directly to me. If that is, you're more than welcome to FedEx it, whatever is easiest for you. But if you have like a
I'm just concerned that if it falls through and somebody else gets my information, I mean, my IRS papers has a lot of information.
Yes, of course. Yes, no, I totally understand. If you're more comfortable doing the FedEx, that's fine. Our email systems are extremely secure, though. Just so you know, we've been in business for 14 years. So we've been doing this for a long time. We have very secure emails and our internet system and everything like that. But yeah, like I said, whatever you prefer. I've had customers that have FedEx to me before as well, and that works just fine. But yeah, I'm gonna send an email to you right now. You should get it within the next few minutes or so. Let me just quickly glance over everything and make sure I covered everything. Okay, so you're looking for 10K. You could use more if possible, though, up to 50K, minimum 5K. Hauling natural gas, you being affected by the oil prices in the industry. You guys did 236K last year in gross revenue, which was up over the year before, so you guys are growing, which is great. Been in business since 2012, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. You do interstate hauling. You have one truck as of right now. I'm thinking as long as everything goes smoothly, we should be able to get you something, something that will help. And a lot of our programs, too, just so you know, are renewable, meaning if we get you a six-month program halfway into it, so, you know, 3 months down the line, you'd be eligible for a renewal option. So if you needed more cash, not because you needed to catch up on your bills, but say you needed it for a special project you have, like a marketing project, or, you know, if you needed to do some maintenance or renovation or whatever it is, you know, we can help you.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just wanted to throw that out there. And they're very flexible as well. We're flexible as far as, like, the terms and payback and things like that go. But typically we'll give you, like, a fixed payment. So we'll say, hey, this is set up on 6 months, and you'll make payments until fixed payments until the loan is done. So I'm going to send you that email right now just to confirm. It's Noemi, Noemi _ OEV. Ermann @yahoo.com. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, cool. You should be getting an email from me within the next 5 minutes or so. Do you have any other questions or anything like that? Anything else I can help you with?
Not at the moment. Like I said, I'm glad I found this morning, and we've been racking our brains out, and I said, you know what, let me try.
Yeah, so how have you guys been dealing with it up until now? You just kind of been sweating it out, or?
Yeah, we just been sweating it out and gritting our teeth that we can pay this, we can pay that, you know, how are we going to do it, you know, and we got a little behind on some things, but it happens, you know,
and
I have a truck, a pickup note, and that's through Ford, just to, you know, for the business use, and so I called Ford, and I was honest. I can't pay this month's bill. And they gave me, you know, we'll offer an extension. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, put it behind the note and kind of go like that. You know, citizens, they know the situation. They know how the money's coming in. They've also worked with us on this little loan. So, you know, everybody's thinking, like, and I've always been taught that, you know, as a child growing up, call your creditors.
And yeah, you got to ask. Yeah.
You got to ask. You
That's
know?
What they're there for.
And so, you know, like I told August, I said, if I don't start asking and branching out, we won't know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, I've got your back. You handle the business part. I've got your back. We'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yep, and as they say, the squeaky oil gets the grease, right? So you wouldn't know unless you ask.
Exactly.
Yeah. So just for your own peace of mind, and just so you know, we have a lot of customers, not even just in trucking, but in like machine shops, for example, or metalworking. A lot of people are affected by the oil industry, so it's not just you guys. It's totally an industry thing. So if that makes you feel better at all.
Well, I think Dwayne, the guy we're leased through, he's suffering through this. I mean, he's got 15 trucks he's running now of his own, and he's struggling.
Man, that's stressful. It's one thing having to worry about one truck and one driver, but when you got 15 of them and you got to pay payroll, and so I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You kind of like it being small as of right now, right? Like.
Exactly. And I had talked to him yesterday. I said, I've got something that may be able to help you. I says, and it may be short term, Dwayne. I mean, it'll get you some extra capital in your account to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you as a business owner, you know how that is. And we were sitting down talking about this yesterday, and he says, well, if you find the information, can you give it to me too? And I'm like, I'll be glad to.
Yeah.
You know, so you may be getting a call from him. I don't know, you know. I can just forward the information, you know.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to help. So if we make you guys happy and you guys want to refer us more business and we can help your guys' partners, I would more than happy to. So, yeah, a lot of our business is referral-based, and we have a lot of repeat customers. Like I said, we've been around for 14 years. So really, we want to build relationships and not just do like a one-time transaction, one and done, and then we never talk again.
Right,
we want to be here for
right.
you. For the life of your business and help you with whatever needs you have, you know. So it's honestly it's honestly great to just have one relationship, like one or two relationships, your local bank, and then like a secondary resource. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. I'm just grateful that I found this, and I says I know they're going to need at least 6 months' note. I pulled out the income tax, so you know I start thinking ahead of what people may need, and I have it here.
Yeah. That's very good. You're planning ahead. Some people will wait until they're really behind, and then they start looking for financing. So you haven't gotten that bad yet, it sounds like. So that's good.
No, I haven't gotten that bad yet, but it's getting scary. It's really getting scary now. So.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to be more than happy to help you guys. So I'm going to send you the email right now. Like I said, you should get it within the next few minutes or so. If you don't get anything in like 10 minutes, just give me a call, and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
But yeah, and I'll probably get... I'm sorry?
Your name?
It's Julian, Julian.
And that's funny because my grandmother's name, you say Julian, and my grandmother's name is, well, you're Hispanic, is Julia.
Julia, yeah, that's awesome. Very, very
cool.
Yeah, and my growing up elementary school, there was a Julia, a Julian, and a Julia all in the same class. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I know that's what my name they couldn't pronounce Naomi, so it stuck Naomi. You know how that
Naomi?
Goes.
It just stuck, yeah. That's fine. You're like, whatever.
All right. Well,
you're very welcome, Naomi. Do you want to jot down my direct phone number so that way if you don't get the email or something you can just call me?
Okay.
It's 858-779.
Uh-huh.
0931.
Okay. And is there any extensions or no?
No, that's my direct line for my desk.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Naomi. Thank you as well for calling, and I'm going to do my best to get you guys taken care of, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. My pleasure. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.